This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Cal Poly students are beginning a series of trips back and forth to Pomona for work on their 2016 Rose Parade float. The San Luis Obispo-based crew first hit the road on Friday, taking it to Southern California, where it will be married with the other Cal Poly's half. Since 1948, the two universities have joined forces to produce the only student-built float in the parade and win annual awards, including Most Beautiful Non-Commercial Float, back on New Year's Day earlier this year. Ian Davidson is the program leader. He says this year's float, called Sweet Shenanigans, doesn't look like much at this point, but that will change.
It features gummy bears playing in sort of an ice cream wonderland. We have two bears on a sled going down an ice cream hill, and to the left of them, there's two bears in a snowball fight. We'll actually be throwing snowballs on the float this year, which, as far as we know, is unprecedented in the parade, having free projectiles.
And on the back, he says there are two ice cream cone mountains and one gummy bear swinging and an ice skating bear doing a pirouette. The final week leading up to the parade is known as Deco Week, short for decorations, when volunteers are needed to help put the finishing touches on the float. You can sign up online. We have a link at kcbx.org. Randall White, KCBX News.